Today on Money Monday of the Danny Johnson Show, we want to be able to maybe stir up this conversation, find some solutions, see how other people are managing through this. I know that Hans and I've had to navigate this as well. You know, we had 5 kids. We now have 8 grandchildren. We had multiple different companies. There was all kinds of financial conversations that had to happen. But here on this particular day, on this particular show, we want to help you succeed financially. And we're not talking about status quo of success. We're not talking about what everybody else does. We're talking about what is really going to help you to succeed according to your definition of success, not according to what society says is success. Because society's definition is what? Buy a lot of stuff, go into a lot of debt, keep up with the Joneses who are freaking broke, which makes absolutely no sense at all. This program is not about you fitting in with 98% of the population who ends up dead or dead broke at the age of 65, depending on their family, friends, and federal government for their main source of income. This show is about you creating true wealth in every area of your life, not just finances, but wealth of relationship, especially in that marriage, especially in the home with your kids. Do you understand? Especially with your health. Yes. What good is money if you have no health? It sucks. There's nothing that you can do about your health. Money cannot give you better health. Oh, you're like, Danny, sure it can. It can help buy me better health care. Have fun with that. Have fun with that. Bottom line is that you and your spouse have got to come together concerning this conversation of money. And if you're not together on it, then you know what that road looks like. In fact, check this out. According to The Guardian, a survey of about 1,000 Americans found that 1 in 10 of those that responded see that their partner is a financial bully. Could you imagine a financial bully? So I have a couple questions for you. Let's do a real quick gut check here. Are you a financial bully? Do you berate your spouse about their spending? These are just questions. I want you to answer them as honestly as you can. So do you berate them? Do you like come down on them when they spend? Or two, do you nag them to stop spending money? By the way, nagging is a form of manipulation. I'm not going to say it's a form of, it is manipulation. Number three, do you complain that there is never enough money? By the way, complaining is also manipulation. So are you the manipulator in the relationship or are you being manipulated? We asked this question of our audience. We also posted this on Facebook. And by the way, if you haven't come on over to visit us on Facebook, you got to come and meet the best community that's on Facebook. I mean, by far, there's not a better community of people to congregate with, to meet up with, to communicate with, to get encouragement by than the Facebook, than our page on Facebook, which is Danny Johnson Live. Again, that's D-A-N-I Johnson Live. So we've got Amy from Florida. She's the first one. So, Amy, so which one are you? Are you the nag or are you being bullied or are you the bully?
You know, hey, Danny, I think I am more being bullied, but maybe in a different way than you might think.
What do you mean by that?
So I am the dreamer, the eternal optimist. I think we can like conquer the world and adopt 1 million kids and buy our dream house. And then my husband is just Mr. Logic and he has to like take it all apart and tell me the reasons why we can't afford or save or spend or invest. And then I just feel defeated. So I don't know that he's bullying, but he just like takes the wind out of my sails. So have that issue.
Okay. So then I have a question for you. So you said he's the logical one, right? He's the one that is, so he's the husband that is planning for the future, making sure you guys are going to be financially stable, wants you guys to be completely debt free.
Yes.
And you're whining, you're whining about this?
No, I'm the bad one.
No, I mean, I want you to hear what you said, okay? So you are married to a man who wants to make sure that his wife is going to be cared for, his current children are going to be cared for.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to make sure that you have shelter over your head. He wants to make sure that you're not going to be completely overcome and suffocating from debt. He wants to make sure that your future is going to be stable. He's providing stability for you. And you're whining about that, saying that that takes the wind out of your sails.
I know. He's so good. I know. You're right. It is. It's the way we're communicating, I think, that
Do you know how many women would die to be in your shoes right now? That they actually have a husband that is financially responsible?
No. I know. He's good.
Okay, so the question is, now let me ask you, you're saying that his responsibility takes the wind out of your sails. Now, hold on a second.
It's the way he says it.
Who's responsible for the wind in your sails? Is that your husband's responsibility, or is his responsibility the financial stability?
The financial stability.
Okay, so whose job is it to keep the wind in her sails?
That would be my job.
Yeah. Meaning his financial responsibility is not a barnacle on the bottom of your boat.
Right.
It is security. It's absolute security. Well, let's do this. I want you to think, we're going to cut to a break here for in a minute. I want you to think that if you had a husband that was a full-on video gamer, who like was lazy, who sat on the couch the minute he got home, whined about his job, whined about the finances, did not do anything to better himself or to better the family. He spent foolishly and didn't care about how much debt there was, didn't even care about whether or not he kept his job, doesn't think about the future or the retirement or any of that stuff, just didn't give a rip at all about his financial responsibilities. I want you to think about being with that guy.
Yeah, that would be awful.
Well,
not like that at all.
What would it do to you? Like, what would happen to you? What kind of wind would be knocked from your sails? I want you to think about this.
Yeah, that would be a lot worse. That would be horrible. He's not like that at all. He's very, very responsible.
Yeah. And you said logical. Okay, but hold on. So what do you think would be your response to a guy that is not even contributing to the future, or not even contributing to help to pay off the debt?
I mean, that would be really hard. That would be very hard.
What would you be doing?
I would be contributing, I guess. Is that what you mean?
Would you feel secure about your daily life? Would you be secure about what your future looked like?
No.
Right? So you have to ask yourself, which one do you want?
Right.
Okay, so the bottom line is that he is responsible for providing for the household. And it looks like he's stepped up into that responsibility, which I think is pretty awesome. So your side, what you bring to this relationship is the dream. What you bring is the optimism. What you bring is the faith. And your faith is your responsibility. It's not your husband's responsibility. How you feel about your dream and how you feel about wanting to adopt a bunch of kids and wanting to build that dream home, that's how you feel about that is your responsibility. Regardless if you feel like you have support directly from him or not, this is a dream that you feel has been planted inside of you, then your job is to believe in that and to walk towards it. With the honor and respect, keeping the marriage the highest priority between the two of you.
Right.
So when you say that he takes the wind out of my sails, girlfriend.
Yeah, you're right. I know you're right. How do I keep from, I guess we just need to communicate better, you know, because it's been an ongoing kind of fight. And we just kind of avoid the topic because I just get excited, and when he just tries explaining it all and explains it all away, that's when I just feel really defeated, and I'm just like, fine, okay, we'll never do anything, and then walk away.
Well, can you see? Okay, hold on. Yeah. Do you see that? Do you have children? Right. Do you have children?
We do. Yes.
You got three. Have you ever had anyone's like, fine, then we're not going to do anything?
Yes.
What grade level is that?
Oh man, I know.
Amy, what grade level is that?
Danny, I love you.
I'm seriously, baby girl. Come on now. I mean, you're acting like a third grader. Fine, then we won't do anything. That's straight up manipulation, Amy. If you're wanting better communication, what I'm hearing you say is you want him to communicate according to how you want to be communicated with. But you're not willing. You're not willing to learn how to communicate with him.
Right.
You're expecting him to fill your need. But here's the deal. Here's what I'd be doing. First of all, manipulation is never going to work. Number two, what it sounds like is your dream is a higher priority over your marriage.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't think of it like that. That does sound...
Well, if you're willing to fight, if you're willing to fight about a dream with your husband, that means the dream has elevated itself higher than your goals of your marriage. It has elevated
itself. Thinking it that way.
It's not about thinking about that way. It's just the facts. It is the truth that whatever you're willing to fight about, that means that the marriage no longer is the highest priority. And the love between the two of you, the support between the two of you. So let me show you something. The easiest and quickest way to get support from your spouse, Amy, is to be supportive of him and to gain understanding of where he's really coming from instead of judging him as being someone who doesn't want to do anything with his life. He's not being heard and you're not being heard. So if you're the one with the beef, then it's lean in your ear to gain understanding and learn about what's in the heart of your husband. Because I promise you, his heart is to see your dream come true. But manipulation is never going to get support from him. It is never, ever, ever going to get support. In fact, he sees it as he's being controlled. He sees it as that you care more about the dream and more about adopting more kids and more about spending money on a dream home than you care about the relationship you have with him. So, of course, he's going to fight it. But I promise you what's in the heart of a man is to support his wife and that she would be happy. But from his perspective, no matter what, you're never going to be happy.
How do I change that?
You get off the phone with me and you go to him and you say, I'm so sorry, please forgive me. I've acted like a third grader. And that's wrong. That I have elevated. First of all, the way I've responded to you has been like a third grader. Second of all, I have elevated a dream to be more important than you and more important than our relationship and more important than supporting you. And that's wrong. So please forgive me, and I'm working on that. And please, I want to tell you how much I appreciate who you are in this marriage and how responsible you are and how you care about our future. I want you to encourage your husband on his great strengths and elevate him and edify him in those strengths. And I also want you to spend some time praying. I don't know if you're a praying woman or not, but I want you to lay this dream before God and say, God, if this dream is causing me to fight with my husband in division, then it must not be of you. So please soften this desire or totally take it away until I'm able to mature to be able to walk in it and honor my husband at the same time.
Wow, that's really good. I really appreciate you. It's hard to say that, but I know it's what needs to happen.
You can say it. It's not hard. It's humility or arrogance. Which one will you pick, baby? That choice is completely 100% up to you. This is Dani Johnson. Thanks for listening. We'll continue with more. Check this out.
To getting started with DaniJohnson.com and First Steps to Success, we were spending absolutely every dime that we made. We were really struggling financially. Since plugging in to First Steps to Success just 4 months ago, we started a brand new business that is doing very, very well. We've paid off $4,500 in debt, but the most important thing is my relationship with my husband has improved dramatically. I mean, we have so much more fun together. You know, I don't know about you. Maybe your finances, you're doing great. Maybe you're debt-free. Maybe your relationships with your spouse, with your family are great. But if not, if you have some areas in your life that feel a little out of control or there's things that you need to work on, I highly recommend getting to First Steps to Success as soon as you can.
Prior to being dragged out to First Steps to Success, I was hopeless. I had no point to life. It was a day-to-day existence, working a job I despised for people I didn't respect. Deeper and deeper debt every year. You just couldn't get on top of it. I just had no hopes or dreams, none at all, and there was no point to life. But since coming out, we paid off $280,000 worth of debt, married the woman of my dreams. I came to love my job and the people I work for. I have all kinds of hopes and dreams. I get to watch them happen every day. I don't know what your life is like, you know? There's probably tons of hope. You probably know why you live and you got places you're going, but if you don't, you need to sign up for First Steps to Success. You go to DannyJohnson.com and you click on it and be here, because your life will not be the same if you do.
Prior to First Steps to Success, I was drowning in debt. I was terrified of my bills and I wanted to travel, but I never had the money. And since coming to First Steps to Success, in the last 14 months, I've paid off over $18,000 in debt. I've gone on 6 vacations and I'm not terrified of my bills anymore. So if you want to learn some proven strategies to really learn how to connect with people, take your life to the next level, all while having a total blast, you need to get registered for the next First Steps to Success today.
Prior to coming to First Step to Success, we were totally struggling, totally under the weight of $640,000 worth of debt, making $20,000 a month, but living paycheck to paycheck. So when we came here and I realized that it takes a totally different skill set to keep money, to create wealth, than it is to make money, I have totally turned around our lifestyle. We have paid off $640,000 worth of debt in 2 years. We are debt-free as of June of 2013. I don't know where you're at. You might have all your finances in order. You might have a wonderful life. Your marriage might be all perfect and your kids are behaving. But if not, if one of those things is lacking, you've got to get here. Book your next event. You need to be here. You will not regret it.
According to a recent survey with U.S. News and World Reports, 50% of all couples, married couples, fight about money. Some couples say that their spouse is the high-end spender, and then others say that the other one is trying to control them because they feel like they're being bullied by their spouse, who's constantly nagging them or telling them, berating them about the money that they are spending. Instead of coming together and having a conversation in harmony, people have a tendency of fighting against each other. And money, is it really worth it? Come on now. We've got Anna Celia from Georgia, who's got some comments about what's happening between her and her spouse concerning money. So Anna Celia, take it away.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
My husband, he's the primary person who brings in the income. I get income on my daughter's behalf. She has SSI disability because she has autism.
Wait a minute. Well, is your daughter not his daughter?
Yeah.
So wait a second.
Yeah, all three of our kids were the same.
Hold on a second. So you said I get income on behalf of my daughter. You mean you both get income on behalf of the daughter?
Well, yeah, I'm her representative payee.
I'm so sorry. Let me ask you a question. Was your daughter immaculately conceived? Come on. Anna Celia.
No, I didn't do it by myself. She's all daddy's girl.
I thank you very much. So there's an additional amount of income that's brought into the household income. All right. So go ahead. So what's the issue?
We've discussed this for years and years and years, but he does what he wants with the money. We'll make plans, whether it's his paychecks. He's borrowed out of his 401k last May. He borrowed $16,000.
For what?
It was supposed to play catch up on everything we were behind on, which was rent, car loan, blah blah blah. But he didn't. Mm. He only paid some of it.
What did he do with the rest of the money?
Oh, he bought a cell phone, computer, and something else. I think he bought some speakers for his car and everything.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So, man, it's like the opposite of what we were going on with Amy in the last segment, which was like so perfect, right? Because I asked her, like, what if your husband was doing this? And then here you are. You're listening. You're like, that's what my husband does. Okay. So here's the question. Who manages the finances? Is it you or him?
It's supposed to be me, but he ends up doing it.
What does that mean? It's supposed to be you, but he ends up doing it.
I create a budget on this app and I write it down. Mm-hmm. And so when stuff's about to come up, I tell him, okay, this is due. Then, you know, we have this. But I always ask him, how much are you going to get paid this next paycheck so I can figure out what can get paid next and what can wait? Mm-hmm. But he never tells me. And so by then, he's already called Cardinal people, made arrangements to pay stuff and things of that nature. And then by the time I'm asking him, okay, how much did you get paid? Well, I got paid this much, but I only have this much left in my account.
Okay, so here's the question I have for you. Have you guys ever sat down and had a discussion as far as what kind of involvement that you felt was healthy for you to have in with the budgeting? Did he ask you to create a budget?
Nope.
He didn't. So you just did this all by yourself.
Yep.
Okay. So I want you to flip the table around a little bit, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to imagine that you're the one that's out, like, you know, in charge of making the money, right? And affording the other to be home and to be with the kids, right? So how would you feel if you never asked the person to create a budget and yet they have just volunteered to create that budget and they're asking you, how much did you make last week? I need to know. And by the way, here's the suggestion of some budgets. You know, where are you spending the money? What are you doing with the money? How would you feel if somebody was questioning you when you didn't ask for their help?
I'm weird, so
No. Nice try. You're sitting here trying to tell me you wouldn't have a problem with it at all, and I'm telling you that's BS. When you've got somebody constantly suggesting to you to do something that you didn't ask their help for, that's like somebody coming into your home and telling you how you should raise your kids.
Okay.
So you tell me, like someone walks into your house and say, you shouldn't do it that way. You should do it this way. You should do that. And you never asked for their help.
Yeah, I'd probably get offended.
Oh, really? So your husband could perhaps be offended and feel like he's being emasculated and he's living with his mother instead of a wife.
I guess that's how I feel. I don't know. He doesn't talk to me.
Oh, I wonder why he doesn't talk to you. Does he want to talk to his mother or does he want to live with his wife?
That is a story for another day.
Right? He doesn't want to live with his mother.
Well,
so here's the deal. Do you want this to change?
Yeah, of course.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You really need to think about whether or not you want this to change.
Yeah, I'm almost to the point where I almost suggested divorce.
Over money. So if you're tired, here's what you need to do. Is you need to say, I'm sorry for being your mother instead of your wife. You're a grown man. I love you, and I really appreciate that you have provided a household for us all these years, that you provide for our family, for our kids. And I have definitely treated you like you were a kid about money. And I've been your mother instead of your wife, instead of your lover, instead of your girlfriend. And so moving forward, I'm going to drop this conversation, and I'm going to trust that you're being wise. You're a hardworking man, and I'm sure that all of my berating and all of my questions and all of my nagging and all of my suggestions has caused you to question yourself, has also caused you to feel like there's no reward in all the hard work that you do because you come home to me who is nagging you. So that choice is yours, honey. If you want peace to come into the home, then you got to do what it takes to help the marriage be successful and not let money be the thing that gives you the out or brings in frustration, but the protection of the relationship is more important.